Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the former Nevada Governor Robert List joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The holidays are upon us, a time of celebration, family gathering, and gratitude. There are gifts to be wrapped, feasts prepared, love shared, and memories made. Life is precious, so let us cherish each other and all that we have. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We thank you for letting us enrich your lives, and thank you for your support throughout the year. Happy holidays.
RANNV.org.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nevada Newsmakers tapings in Las Vegas are brought to you by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Las Vegas Metro Chamber, we are delighted to welcome back to the program former governor of the great state of Nevada, Robert List, also former attorney general. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Good to be with you once again.
All right, so I'm excited to talk to you, because I just saw here in Las Vegas at a movie theater, the movie The Irishman, which is Martin Scorsese's new movie and features Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci. I mean, it's an unbelievable movie. And you were attorney general and then governor at the time of all the things that were going on with the mob and getting the mob out of Las Vegas.
I was.
So can we start with Lefty Rosenthal and your relationship with Lefty Rosenthal?
Well, while I was attorney general, there were a number of mob people that had owned some of the casinos, and we could never really establish enough evidence to show that they were skimming or doing anything that was unlawful. Lefty was at the Stardust Hotel, and people knew him. He was around there all the time, and it was a small, those were different days. Things were a little smaller. And I'd met him several times and had a sense of that he wasn't the best guy in the world. And finally, we got enough on him that we decided to pull him forward for licensing at the Gaming Control Board. And that's a discretionary thing the board can do when they find or feel that someone is potentially unsuitable and they're in a position of authority. So he was called forward by our board, and he was a convicted, he'd been convicted of bookmaking in Chicago. And we felt that that was enough to go after him and called him forward. And it was a nasty case, but we were able to find that he was unsuitable and that he was no longer fit to be in a casino. He then challenged us in court, and ultimately, he was represented by the dean, former dean of the Harvard Law School, and former Solicitor General of the United States, and a very powerful lawyer. And I argued the case in the state Supreme Court and upheld our position. And it stands today as a preeminent case on the fact that a gaming license in Nevada is not a property right. You can work in the industry, but it's a privilege. And you have no constitutional right to maintain your role if you're in a position of authority.
Okay, so you bring up a whole bunch of things. One I'll jump to today, and then we'll go back if you don't mind.
Okay.
But Steve Wynn is challenging the Gaming Commission on the fact that, you know, he has given up all of his positions with Wynn Resorts, even his home there, all of his stock, and claims that they have no jurisdiction. The Gaming Control Board says that it's like the mafia. You don't get out unless they say you get out. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I've been following that case in the media, and I question their right to go after Steve at this point.
Really?
I do. He has resigned, as you point out, he has sold all of his stock, he's resigned his position, he has nothing whatsoever to do with the company anymore. And so the courts are going to have to decide it. They certainly can call a licensee forward. They can call an individual who works there forward. And of course, anybody who wants to get into the business has to go there first to get a license. But for a former licensee, I find it hard to imagine that they could do anything with him.
Well, I guess their position is he's not a former licensee until they say he is, that they have not accepted him giving up his license.
He's resigned his positions. I guess it's for the courts.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so let's go back to Lefty Rosenthal. So he came out of Chicago and was a bookie. So does that mean he was working for Sam Giancana then?
I don't know who he was working for at that time, but he was making book, and he also had been convicted of involvement in fixing a basketball game, a college basketball game. And they bribed a player, as I recall, and he got convicted on that. So he was clearly on the wrong side of the tracks legally in his history, and it was enough for us to hang our hat on.
Did you have any involvement with Sam Giancana?
I did not. No.
Because there's an interesting book written by his nephew and his brother Chuck called Double Cross. That was published again during the John Gotti incidents.
Right.
And in it, they claim all kinds of things that have been talked about, but obviously nothing proven until someday the Warren Commission releases its report. But they basically say that the mob helped get John Kennedy elected president, that Joseph Kennedy owed them his life because he was going to be assassinated by the mob,
right,
and Giancana stopped that from happening, that the mob worked with the CIA and Robert Mayhew in terms of Cuba, because
right,
the mob had all these interests over in Cuba as far as casinos, gaming,
yeah,
et cetera. And that the double cross that they refer to as in the title of the book was that the Kennedys, once into the White House and Attorney General's office, were supposed to go easy on the mob because of the relationship. But in fact, Robert Kennedy voraciously went after the mob, and that was the double cross. And the book intimates that, therefore, the mob was responsible for the death of John Kennedy and Robert Kennedy. Any thoughts on that at all?
Well, I know that in some of the literature, some of the lore is that, in fact, the mob had a very strong piece of it, and particularly with reference to Cuba and to the end. I did not have anything to do with Giancana. He, of course, at one time was dating Phyllis McGuire.
The McGuire sisters.
And exactly. And I do know Phyllis, or did know Phyllis. And, of course, he was also recognized for having caused Frank Sinatra to lose his gaming license up at the Calneva at Crystal Bay because he was not supposed to be there, and he was. So he's a big part of our history. But most of my dealings with the mob came when I became governor. And in 1 week, we received wiretaps from the FBI showing a number of casinos where there was skimming going on and there was underworld. And so we went after it very aggressively. I met with the Gaming Control Board and the Gaming Commission, and we took away the licenses of the Stardust, the Fremont, the Riviera, the Dunes, the Aladdin, the Slots of Fun, the Tropicana. We shut down. We took away the licenses on half the strip. And it was a very difficult time. I was under a number of threats, and we took a lot of heat. And ultimately, we prevailed in every single place in kicking the people out, taking their licenses, and then relicensing new management, new ownership to come into all of those hotels and resorts. We did that all within less than a year.
Was this prior to Howard Hughes coming in and purchasing a lot of those properties?
No, he didn't own any of those. He owned, it was following Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes came in during Paul Laxalt's administration.
Okay, so the mob was controlling those properties after Howard Hughes.
Yes. Howard Hughes purchased the Desert Inn, and he purchased the Landmark, and he purchased a place called the New Frontier. I think those are the only ones he owned, and he owned Harold's Club in Reno. But none of those were mobbed up as the years went on thereafter. The ones I referred to were all mobbed up. None had been owned by Hughes.
Okay, so how did you find out about these threats against you, and I presume threats against your life?
Yes, through my security people.
And how did you feel about that?
Well, it was tough. I wore a bulletproof vest some of the time. I had a lot of security.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more with former Governor List after this.
Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Finish. Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort. All by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former Governor Robert List. You have a story about Senator Reed.
Senator Reed, when I became governor, was the chairman of the Gaming Commission. Mike O'Callaghan, Governor O'Callaghan, had appointed him to that slot. And when the story broke from the wiretaps about the mob being so heavily engaged with the gaming industry, one of the things that happened very quickly was that there was a rumor that the mob was connected to Harry Reid. And in fact, there was a wiretap in which a fellow named Joe Augusto, who was an executive at the Tropicana Hotel, was caught on tape saying to one of the other mobster friends, overlords that he was answering to, that he had Harry Reid in his pocket. And the mob's code word for Harry Reid was clean face. He said, "I got clean face in my pocket." And of course, that went public, and Harry came under tremendous pressure, and I came under tremendous pressure as governor that I should ask for his resignation. And I was newly elected. I'd only been in office about 3 months when this whole thing began to roll out. And Harry came up to see me, and he offered me his resignation. And I said, well, Harry, you know, I need to know the truth of this. What's the real story? And he told me that he was absolutely had never had any such relationship with the mob, that they were bragging amongst themselves and sullied his name. And I believed him. And I said, Harry, if you were to resign and I were to accept your resignation, the whole world's going to believe the story that you were mobbed up, and it's going to ruin your reputation, but it's also going to ruin the reputation of the state of Nevada. And we're not going to let that happen. I said, I'm not going to take your resignation. And I refused it. And I pushed back on the people that were expecting me to demand his resignation. So it was a very twisted, difficult time. And as time went along, the FBI had continued their investigations, and we were taking away licenses, and Harry was participating in the revocation of licenses. And finally, the FBI cleared him. They decided that, in fact, what he told me was true. He was not involved with the mob. They were bragging that they were connected to him, but they weren't. And the FBI cleared him. And at that time, he called me and said, now I'm going to offer you my resignation. I'm ready to get out. And I took his resignation then.
And you realize, of course, that if you had accepted his resignation prior to that, that his career would never have happened.
I think that's true. And he's of course, thanked me for that.
So, all right, now back to the beginning of our story, which was the movie The Irishman. What did you think of it?
I thought it was a great movie. And, you know, there's such a mystery about Hoffa and what happened to him and what he was doing and how the Teamsters Pension Fund was run. And, of course, the movie alludes to the fact that the pension fund was underwriting the construction and purchase of the casinos on behalf of the mob, actually. And Hoffa was spending time out here. I met him on one occasion. He was a well-known figure around Las Vegas. And so I think it's a very interesting movie. The acting in it is fabulous.
Well, and you know, it's a 3.5 hour long movie, but I did not miss a beat the entire movie. I thought it was incredible.
I watched it on Netflix, and I broke it into two segments in two different nights to see the whole thing.
Well, it's probably going to be gone by the time this airs, but I saw it at the Eclipse Theater in downtown Las Vegas, and what an appropriate place to see a movie like that.
Right, exactly.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk about politics,
all right, after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at
851-9499. I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids. But they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous, If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former Governor Robert List. You know, it strikes me that you have something in common with President Trump. And I'm not talking about the boorish behavior or anything like that. But you were not a centrist in the way that Republicans had been in the state. You had your own thing as governor. And, you know, you were a one-term governor, obviously. And when you look at President Trump, if you take away, like I say, the boorishness side, but you see somebody who's outspoken, you know, in his own way as you were, how do you see Trump?
I see him as saying what's in his mind and in his heart. He's a very direct, straightforward guy who doesn't care that much about customs and sometimes protocol. And I guess I was a little bit like that. I was always very outspoken and didn't always play the game the way a lot of politicians do.
And do you think the system just cannot handle people like you? And I don't mean this in a rude sense, I because I have tremendous respect for you, as you know. We've been friends for a very long time. But the system is the system. And now, for many years, you have worked with the system as an attorney, and you get things, you know, as best you can, passed through the legislature or local bodies, whatever. But the system just doesn't like people who are not of the system.
Well, that's certainly been the case with Trump. I mean, he talked about draining the swamp, and there are, by most people's reckoning, even those who live in Washington, D.C., they'll tell you that we're like a small family, and this is our town, and he's come in and disrupted it. And I think there are certain people who say, we want to see him act like a president, you know, speak like a president, roll with the punches, and not be as outspoken. But there are an awful lot of people all over this country, myself included, who feel it was time to drain the swamp. That, in fact, those who work in the bureaucracy, and we've seen it most recently in this, both the State Department, Department of Defense, they're coming out of the woodwork because they don't like somebody telling them to do something that's unfamiliar or that is contrary to what their personal beliefs are.
So it is a case then that the system does not like people who come in to upend things. On the other hand, the public is leaving the Republican and Democratic parties in droves to become independents and nonpartisans because they're tired of politicians promising them everything and them receiving nothing.
Right, that's true. And I think Trump is a very good example of the opposite. He's made promises, but he's kept his promises. He's done that. And that's a welcome thing. He's been called a gadfly. He's been called a renegade. He's been called, you know, he's kind of a wild card in so many ways. But an awful lot of people like that. They're just tired of people, same old, same old. And he's keeping his promises, and they appreciate it.
Where do you think the fight will be won?
Where
in the state do you think the fight will be won?
I think we need to do really well in rural Nevada, of course. We know that there's a tremendous weight from a Republican standpoint that bears down out of rural Nevada. He'll run strong there. I think he'll run well in Clark County.
Really?
Yeah, I do. A lot of blue-collar people like him, hardworking people that don't care that much about politics generally, seem to gravitate toward him. And I think, I'm not saying he's going to win this county or that he'll win Washoe, but I think he can win the state when you put it all together.
Do you think that Washoe is going to remain purple for a while?
I do, yeah.
Because I do too, because I think that a lot of people that are moving to Nevada from California are moving with their businesses And their attitudes, because they don't like the government overreach there and the regulations and the tax base. And so they're not coming over as liberal. They're coming over as conservative.
They're escaping a very bad environment in most cases. And housing costs are impossible. You see apartments going up like crazy in Reno and Sparks and that whole vicinity. And I think it's people who were fleeing California saying, I never would have been able to buy a house in that state. It's too expensive. I can come here and have a fresh start and have hope to fulfill my dreams.
Even if you are paying more for a home in Nevada now than you were 5 years ago, it's still less than it would be in California. But we're out of time. I hate to say that, but we're out of time. I always enjoy you being on the program,
sir. Thank you,
Sam. It's always a delight. Thank you so much
for
being here.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers tapings in Las Vegas are brought to you by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hey, Dad? Are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.